there were many, many cuts of the film, and like Lou was saying, that this balance was always being struck or not struck with the, between the main characters and the secondary characters. We're always moving those around to see where would they have their best effect. You know, where you're going to zoom out from the one character to know that what that character is feeling at that moment, the whole school is feeling in some sense at the moment. So that was the challenge for us to keep the balance.
Yeah, I mean, the other thing we do is we just have this attitude that the second you shoot it, it's fiction. Mm. Yes, as documentary filmmakers, you have an ethical obligation to present the truth, but you have to treat it like fiction. You need characters, you need movement, you need to build a story that an audience is going to connect with. So one of the things that we always do early in the editing process is say, what is the one moment in the film that is the most intense emotional moment? Okay, once you identify that scene, that's the climax of the film. That's going three quarters or seven eighths of the way through your movie. And everything builds to that and falls off from that. And then you start lining things up and thinking about, okay, which characters do we have strong arcs with? So we had focused on about a dozen different kids in our filming process. You start seeing characters who was like, okay, well, this character's story is actually quite similar on an archetypal level with this other character's story. Mm. They duplicate each other. Mm-hmm. So we got to pick one of them.
And are you thinking, how much of that is starting to occur to you as you're filming? Or is it more just like, we've got the stuff, now we're going to go back and sort through it? Or
I think very little of that actually occurs to you while you're filming. I mean, when you're filming, you know whether you've gotten a deeply intimate scene, a really dramatic scene, maybe a useful scene that fills in a part of the experience of these kids that you hadn't gotten yet, you know, a facet that you hadn't seen yet. But it's very difficult to be thinking of the big editorial picture when you're filming.
You're still in a process of discovery. I mean, mm-hmm. if you know what the film is about when you start the documentary, you're probably not going to make a good documentary.